It has been over a generation since the U.S. Senate hearings on the sexual harassment charges of law professor Anita Hill against then-judge, now Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. A lot has changed since then, or has it? The French have a saying, plus ça change, or the more things change, the more they stay the same. The charges of sexual harassment now poised against the sitting judge and possible justice, Brett Kavanaugh, by a psychology professor, Dr. Christine M. Ford, of events that occurred over 30 years ago shows us that things have changed very little. For power remains a mostly male prerogative, and women, unless they act as manlike as possible, are more often than not treated like children. Seen and not heard. For at the nexus between law and power lies the courts, one of the last mighty bastions of male power. The remarkable Me Too movement may have enormous power in the realm of culture, think Hollywood, but law remains a largely male preserve still. Women, the majority of the U.S. population, are not the majority of political leaders, don't earn the highest incomes, and aren't paid wages equal to men. In other words, their power is quite limited. They are, however, the highest number of law students, so this may prove a coming day that they will dominate the field, but not today. Manpower still reigns in politics and law, and unless I miss my guess, in the next few days, we shall see Brett Kavanaugh don the dark robe of a junior justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.